This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Davis Love III has won 22 times on the PGA Tour. He is a two-time Ryder Cup captain, and next year will be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. It is a pleasure to welcome Davis Love III back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Davis.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, it's going great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an exciting year for me. For
yes,
sure.
It has. When you got the news about the hall, how quickly did you think of your dad?
Well, immediately. You know, he was a lifetime PGA of America member and always looked up to all the guys that had played well enough and done enough in the game to be in the Hall of Fame. And they were not only guys he looked up to, but friends of his, a lot of them. So he'd be very proud. I think, you know, that and winning things like the Bob Jones Award from the USGA or the Payne Stewart Award was what my dad was all about. So he'd be very pleased, I think.
Isn't it funny how, especially us guys, when we get over 50 and our dads have been gone a long time, we're still trying to please them. We're still trying to make them happy.
Well, I had great leadership from my dad and from the players and the men that he looked up to. So I'm blessed to have had that leadership. And if somebody says, boy, he followed his dad's footsteps, I'd be very happy.
You've been playing hurt the last couple of years. So when something like the Hall of Fame comes around, little more rewarding, or is there a little bit of frustration that you hadn't been able to play a whole lot the last few years?
Well, I haven't played enough for sure. I've had some great moments in the game, certainly over the last couple of years with, you know, a win at the Wyndham last year. And then, you know, obviously being Ryder Cup captain doesn't just take 1 week of the Ryder Cup. It takes basically a year and a half. So I've had an exciting couple of years, even though I've had some surgeries. And I'm excited to get back to playing. You know, this is the start of a new season. I'm ready to get going. I've just come back from another surgery, but I'm feeling really well and excited about the 16-17 season.
Let's talk a little bit about the Ryder Cup while I got you. What did you do differently compared to 2012?
Well, I think we were just a little bit more prepared. Certainly, as a captain, I was more prepared. I think as Team USA, with the PGA of America and our new Ryder Cup committee, with our assistant captains that we had lined up, obviously with Tom Lehman being a former captain, Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker, Tiger Woods, obviously guys that could be captains down the road. And then at the last minute, we had Bubba Watson, a guy with a lot of Ryder Cup experience. So we had a great team around the players, and we prepared a little bit better. And I think we had a great game plan. We knew how to support the team a little bit better as coaches than we did probably in 2012 and 2014. So I think we're headed in the right direction. Certainly they played great. Both teams played exceptional golf. We just got on a roll there the first day and kept it going.
You mentioned the committee. In your eyes, Davis, was there something in the methodology of all of that? Were there tangible things that really made a difference?
Oh, for sure. I think, as Phil Mickelson said from the very first meeting we had, we have to have some consistency and some continuity. We have to do the things that we do well consistently year after year, not every 2 years change the format. And I think we learned our lessons. We went back and, you know, we all sat down from Tom Lehman, who is the captain over in Ireland, to me, who captain in the United States, and guys that have played on a bunch of teams, and said, look, here's the things that we admit that we've done wrong in the past, places where we've slipped up, and here's the things that we do really well, and let's build on that. So I think when a bunch of players and captains sit down in a room, you know, you learn something. And certainly now we kind of have a board of directors an ownership group that really feels like we have input with the PGA of America. And I think we're headed in the right direction. It's a new energy over the last couple of years, and it certainly showed it at Hazeltine. We played great at Medina. Don't get me wrong. We played very, very well. I felt like we didn't have a good strategy on Sunday, and we had a better strategy on Sunday this time at Hazeltine, and it worked out well.
We're talking with Davis Love III here on the Augusta Golf Show. It must have been, I mean, it was special all week, and especially those 3 days, but Patrick and Rory and Phil and Sergio, that was something special on Sunday, wasn't it?
It was. Sunday was incredible golf, and, you know, we missed a lot of great golf out of guys like Zach Johnson, who was the last guy to tee off and back at the end, and seemed like he was not a factor, but he was up all day. He actually was sick Saturday and Sunday, and Sunday he just played incredibly well. And for whoever, Brant Snedeker or Ryan Moore in the middle of the pack, to see Zach was up all day, it gave him great confidence. So there was a lot of great golf, you know, incredible shots. Even Cooch, you know, he played very, very well, and Keimer just made a couple putts coming in, or Cooch would have won that match. So we played very well on Sunday. We played great from the opening session, going 4-0 all the way through Sunday. We only had one session that we really didn't play our best, and that was Friday afternoon. But every other session, we played incredibly well and stayed in it the whole way.
You mentioned your busy dance card. Also is the RSM Classic. First of all, talk to me about Sea Island and how it fared through Matthew.
Well, it was rough, like a lot of the coast, from Florida all the way up to North Carolina. The golf courses kind of took a beating. You know, obviously Hilton Head took a big shot. We were supposed to open a golf course at Atlantic Dunes on Sunday, the day the hurricane went through there. Sea Pines lost a lot of trees like we did here at Sea Island. But the cleanup's gone well. The PGA Tour was just in here looking at the golf course. They're amazed at the job that the Sea Island staff's done to get the golf courses back in shape for the tournament. You know, we're still cleaning up. I'm still cleaning up a mess in my yard and my mom's yard, but we're getting there. And the tournament will go right on as scheduled. And, you know, most people that come in town, they won't notice that we missed a beat.
These tournaments now that start the new season, they've become more and more important, it seems, in the larger scheme of things, haven't they?
Yeah, you can get off to a great start in the fall. Get a head start before you get to Hawaii. That usually kicks off the year. There's a lot of great tournaments. You know, the guys now they're over there playing in Asia for a few weeks. Then come back, and I'm going to try to play Vegas and Mexico and then the RSM. But that's a lot of great golf tournaments. We have a $6 million purse here at the RSM. Get to come play at Sea Island and get a head start with FedEx points, and the winner gets in the Masters. So it's a big deal. We obviously a great week last week in Napa. Local favorite Patton Kizzire played really well. Brendan Steele winning. It was a great week, and the tour has kicked off again.
You mentioned playing a little bit more. You get that luxury of the PGA Tour and the PGA Tour champions. How are you going to balance that?
Well, I'm going to try to play as much as I can on the PGA Tour. If I bounce back well from this hip surgery I just had, I'm trying to play another full season on the PGA Tour since I'm exempt off of my win and not just using a past champions category. So I keep saying, as long as VJ's out there staying competitive, he's older than me, so I can hang in there a little bit longer. You know, he and Ernie Els, a few of the older guys, had a few good tournaments last year. So I'm going to try to hang in with them for a little bit longer. But there's obviously a lot of great tournaments on the Champions Tour. Obviously, there's some great sponsors out there, and I'm going to want to start dipping my toe in more and more every year.
God, your foot, your hip, you've been in the shop a lot. Is everything, are you done with all of that?
I hope so. I've hit a lot of golf balls over the years, you know, millions and millions of golf balls and a lot of miles and a lot of golf tournaments. I've played, I think, close to 800 PGA Tour events. So I'm rode hard and put up wet sometimes, but I love playing. I'm back to working on my game. Randy Myers at the Sea Island Performance Center has got me in the gym, and I ought to be ready to go here in a couple weeks and give it one more season on the regular tour, and then maybe every once in a while I can get out there on the Champions Tour and ride in that golf cart.
Okay, the two most important questions. First of all, did Southern Soul make it through Matthew?
They did. Southern Soul did a great job of feeding emergency workers for free the first couple of days after the storm, and then they're back up and running really well. And you know, most of the community has really rallied around rebuilding, getting ready for the tournament, and getting businesses back open. So it's been, you know, usually we see that on TV on the Weather Channel, communities rebuilding. It's been really a blessing to see it happen here and everybody pull together.
And have you given any thought as to who is going to introduce you at the Hall of Fame ceremony?
No, I haven't. You know, it's next year during the President's Cup. I'm the assistant captain for Steve Stricker on the President's Cup team, so there'll be a lot of guys around, and yeah, I'll have to put some thought into that. Our commissioner's getting ready to retire, and got a lot going on, so I'll have to put some thought into that for next year.
It'd just be nice if there were a Freddie Couples sighting.
Yeah, Freddie had a great speech. I hear I need to go back and go over his speech again from when he got inducted, because it was very good. So I might have to get some advice from him on how to handle it.
Well, Davis, congratulations on all of this. Congratulations on the FedEx, on the Ryder Cup, and on this induction ceremony. And good luck with the RSM. We all look forward to it. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.